among the many sports getting underway this weekend, and SEN in it up to their eyeballs, the Big Bash League. We will have coverage. Our coverage will start at 6 o'clock Sunday night on the Sydney Sixers game and the Melbourne Stars. Now, I'm going to tie in the KFC Supercoach into this as well. Tom Sangster, our guru. And this is a wrap for the Sydney Sixers. He said, if you're doing your side and you've still got some places, basically when in doubt, chuck in a sixer. Such is the depth of this squad. Such is the talent that my next guest has to watch and work with. Greg Shippard is the coach of the Sixers, and he's on the line. Welcome to Breakfast with Vossie, Greg.
Yeah, good morning. Great to be on the show on SEN in Sydney.
Good man. And look, I'd have to say, if you had like a checklist of, you know, covering all bases when it comes to the T20 format, the Sydney Sixers, they, in your mind, they tick every box, the talent that you've got?
Yeah, I hope so. I'd like to think so. I've spent a lot of time with my other list managers, you know, working through all the combinations that you need across the course of a tournament and coverage for injuries. Like in this particular point in time right now, we have Jackson Bird, Ben Dorsius and Sean Abbott unavailable to us with the ball, but we still feel as though we're going to deliver a really strong bowling performance against the Stars on a Sunday night. So having coverage, you know, through the batting lineup, through the middle order, the openers and the bowling teams, you know, we think we've got a fantastic group of players who ultimately are unchanged from last year, and we thought that group of players absolutely deserved the right to go from back-to-back to back-to-back to potentially back. So
yes, that's
a bit
right.
of a thrilling yes. opportunity for the players. It's a rare opportunity. So we've entrusted this group to you know, have their best shot at it.
I had Chris Green from the Thunder on earlier this week, and he quite openly admitted, look, inspired by the T20 World Cup. It's made it even, yeah, itching even more to get out there and get the Big Bash underway. Yeah, that was phenomenal success. You'd like to think, well, we can carry that on into our domestic competition.
Oh, absolutely. It was a great result for Australian cricket, and it, you know, it showed again that, you know, the Big Bash is growing in itself, and it's flowing as well into the national team, that performance. So it's summer's favourite family sport, the Big Bash, and we're really pleased to be back in Sydney. We played one game only here last year at the SCG in the final, which was a remarkable event in itself. So we're really looking forward to the opportunity to showing our stuff at the SCG on numerous occasions this season.
Greg, can I push you on this one? Would you care to make a couple of predictions? And again, I'm coming at you probably as a fantasy coach, and a lot of our listeners are getting into it. It's another way to enjoy the Big Bash League. But of an established player that you believe will stand up, like will really have a good season from the Sixers squad, and then one that hasn't necessarily, you know, relatively new on the radar, someone like a Hayden Kerr. Can you give me a prediction at both ends of the scale there?
Well, you've probably named one who's in brilliant form at the moment in Hayden Kerr, who will be getting an opportunity early in the season for sure. With bat and ball, he's really starting to emerge. I guess we would liken him to, you know, Dan Sams from the Thunder coming through, and we hope that he has the same impact over time for us. Someone who last season for us, you know, played a very important role in one of the newest phases of the game, this surge throughout the middle of the game, was Jordan Silk, who's in sparkling form for Tasmania, and last year was brilliant in that phase of the game for us, and looks to be in super form. Again, the best fielder in the competition, and played his role last year, was close to, if not the best player in the competition. So I'm really looking forward to Jordan, you know, consolidating, you know, that side of his cricket.
Greg, as coach, tactically, and if I think back to the early days of 50-over cricket, and the game evolved, you know, the early days it was, I can still remember Richie Benno said, you know, your target was in the first 15, you try and get to 50. You know, like, and with that, these days, you're like, well, you're kidding. Has the T20 game evolved as far as it's going to go? Is it still evolving? Like, tactically, this season different to what you may have done last season or a few seasons ago?
Yeah, it's all, you know, a big part of the game is definitely the strategy, but the strategy is linked to the conditions and linked to the matchups and the opposition. So, You know, that's a dynamic, you know, a dynamic moving feast that changes by the ball often. And so, you know, players need to accept how the game is shaping and moving, and it's about controlling or and winning back momentum if you've lost it. So, you know, the teams are very attuned to, you know, fighting back and making the captains attuned to making calls to improve the matchups that are coming. And we're very fortunate at the Sixers to have, you know, one of the very, very best intellectual captains in the game, you know, in a world sense, in Moses Henriques. And last year, you know, into the fold stepped Daniel Hughes, who did a brilliant job for us in Moses' absence. So, you know, the captain plays an enormous role, thinking on his feet out there. But there is a lot of pre-game homework done.
Yeah, well, that's a good insight into it. Greg Shepherd, my special guest, coach of the Sixers, defending champions, all on again on Sunday night. Crowd factor, you did mention earlier how good it is, you know, just the one game last summer. It does feel like an age, doesn't it? Like, you know, it's been such a fight to try and get things back to normal. And I gave a little rev up earlier in the show after seven, like a call to arms for the Ashes. Get on board now. I've had all the controversy. Get on board. Support the team. Yeah, we're playing England. Let's go. Let's go for the jugular. And with the Big Bash League, I almost say to everyone listening, just get on board and enjoy it, because, you know, it was so well established, and then we've had these disruptive seasons that it's just going to be great to be taking in live sport with crowds.
Oh, absolutely. Last year, I've been doing this cricket since 1977-78, and last year's crowd at the SCG, 28,000, were just the best crowd I think I've ever seen, and I've been all over the world and with bigger crowds. But, you know, their understanding of the game and the play that they were having with, you know, our good performances ball by ball was just an absolute inspiration to our team on that night. So we hope as many of our fans and supporters come back for that very reason. And internally in our team, we've got, you know, three English players in Jones Vince, and the other two there down the order in Tom Curran, and Chris Jordan. So I think with an Ashes going on, there's going to be some fantastic internal dressing room jibes going on. So
very,
you know,
good.
It'll be on to young and old.
Excellent. That is good stuff. Well, Greg, we'll be tuned in on Sunday night. It is here on SEN. Our coverage is starting at 6, so we've got a big preview going in, but can't wait for it all to start. It is part and parcel of the Australian summer these days, and good luck to the Sixers. They are the champs.
Thank you very much. Look forward to it.